Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Next week, some of our brightest subject matter experts will be gathering for the 6th LGBTIQ Plus Health Australia Aging and Aged Care online conference called Reimagining Aging, Transforming Systems for LGBTI Older People. One of the early sessions next week looks at the state of LGBTI old people's rights, including legal protections, cultural and sociological aspects that affect their human rights. On the panel is Ricky Spencer, the current co-chair for Inclusive Rainbow Voices, People Living with Disabilities in Australia, and LGBTIQ Community Housing Reference Group member for HAG, which is Housing for the Aged Action Group. All I can say is, Ricky, welcome to Joy Drive.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I had to sort of do that with a pause because there's a lot to sort of mention about your position that you have, but I really appreciate you taking the time talking to us. Ricky, what are you most looking forward to contributing next week?
Yeah, well, obviously I'm very excited because we're having a real deep dive discussion into the, you know, for those of us who are trans and gender diverse and the impact that will have on our care needs as we enter the twilight times of our life, and having the supports available so that when we go into a supported space in an aged care setting, that we have the right sort of people working with us so that we are respected and cared for physically with our dignity. And that's the conversation that's long held, that needed to be had in the space, because we know that aged care spaces have been predominantly heteronormative in the way they've been designed and, you know, focusing on biological families. But we know that the fact that it comes to our communities and our whole embracive, extended LGBTIQASB plus communities, that, you know, some of us have affirmed families only, and some of us may not even have a firm family. So it's really taking into account what our needs are and how we can live every single day for the rest of our lives in the best possible way with care.
Now, leaning into that, as you see them, what are the priorities for our community to look at those issues?
Well, the priorities are, firstly, is that we need to make sure that all the places that, you know, have been accredited to provide aged care services in Australia meet the standards. So we know that we still have to have more spaces take up Rainbow Tick accreditation. We know that Rainbow Tick accreditation does work because it really does provide a whole cultural shift understanding of the needs specifically for our community, where people can work in an inclusive and diverse way that takes into account everyone's different intersectionality, but also that, you know, when you get it right for our inclusive community, you get it right for everybody of all cultures, of all abilities, that you can work in a way that's person-centred and you see the person as the core. The person is at the centre of the care. And that's the thing that I think is missing a lot at the moment. And there's a lot of misinformation as well out there. You know, we have a lot of systems in the My Age services, but when you look at a lot of the documentation, and a lot of your listeners will say this, that they don't see themselves in the images that are represented when it comes to aged care packages. We tend to see very binary notions of male and females, and there is very little mention of, you know, same-sex relationship partners, trans and gender diverse partners, and those living with disabilities, you know, or those in polyamorous relationships. None of those things are broached, and this is something that I think is important. Now, the other thing is I've been the ambassador for advanced care planning and in Australia, and one of the issues that we've looked at over time is developing resources specifically for our LGBTIQ plus communities, because advanced care planning, as we know, goes hand in hand with, you know, part of good aged care servicing. Because just quickly, what it is that it provides a voice for you to say something is happening to you, your wishes are met and supported the way that you wish to be cared for when you can't make those decisions. And that's so important that we have as many safety guards in place. And this is what I love about the conference, because we've got a large panel that we're going to be talking about how things can happen and how we can change in our own little ways to make care become very inclusive for our communities.
I love the way you sort of said it. At the heart of it is looking at the person, regardless of who you are, who you identify, and or your background. But we need more of that representation to be kind of quite out there for people to sort of connect with that and know that they're going to be looked after, or they will sort of get the attention that they so deserve.
Absolutely. And we need to encourage, and we want to promote having more people from our community going to work in these spaces.
Yes.
I mean, one of the things that I'm trying to drive and push is to encourage more social work students, more nurses, and more personal aged care workforce to come from our diverse community, especially trans and gender diverse people. Because when you see others like yourselves in these settings, it can be quite affirming and safe, especially for those going through, you know, stages of dementia, those who perhaps all their whole life haven't been able to be their true self or their authentic self for whatever reason. And this could be an opportunity for someone in their twilight years to be able to affirm themselves safely with dignity and having a real great supportive care team that understands us, values us, respects our pronouns, the way that we wish to dress, the way we wish to be spoken with, and meet all our physical and social and emotional needs in a way that really does help us grow and thrive.
I agree. We're chatting with Ricky Spencer, the current co-chair for Inclusive Rainbow Voices, People Living with Disabilities in Australia, an LGBTIQ community housing reference group member for Housing for the Aged Action Group. Now, Ricky, we've talked about the priorities for our community as you see them. Are there any good news stories that you can share in this space?
Well, I want to encourage everyone to come to the conference to hear. And, you know, we've had some really great stories about people. I mean, I've had some personal in my work with Housing for the Age Action Group, where we've had a few members who've talked about with their partners finding the right sort of care. And you'll see that one of the great things in our conference, I just want to quickly mention too, is we've also got Tony Lee, who's the founder of Kimberley Black Pride, who's going to be in conversation with Nicole Jenkins, who's the Deputy CEO for Health Australia. And it's talking about, you know, queer life when you're older within our brother, boys and sister, girls community, which is a beautiful story about how care and the role of supporting people in our First Nations communities can be achieved. It's really about deeper understandings. And also the fact of people finding love, you know, isn't that? And I've had so many stories, people reach out to me to tell me they've found their life partner in an aged care setting.
Wow.
So it can happen for us. And we don't hear these stories, you know, because people seem to think that aged care is the place to come and die. But you know what? I want to change that narrative. It is a place to live. It is a place to flourish. It is a place where you can have a new beginning. And every day counts. And every day, you know, can be a wonderful experience if we get it right. If we get the support and the services, and, you know, it's through, like, you know, at the Aging and Aged Care Conference, you'll hear a lot of ways from different researchers working in this space. There's so much happening at the moment where we're looking at ways for how we can reshape the sector, how we can get information that's going to be more supporting those of us, our families. And remember, not every single person who may be even out in terms of their LGBTIQ identity. You know, they might still be in a relationship that's not, or maybe they've lost a partner. And, you know, we want to be able to have aged care specialties to say, yes, we welcome all genders, all sexualities, and we support that with a diverse workforce. So that those that aren't able or haven't been able to come out feel to take a deep breath and think, oh my God, I'm going to go to a space where maybe I can be myself for the first time in my life. And I think that's an incredible feeling that we haven't heard many stories about coming out in later life in terms of going into an aged care setting. And I'm hoping in the next 10 to 15 years we'll start hearing more stories and how beautiful that experience can be.
No, I love that. I think, well, yes, while we sort of talk about the challenges that we are faced with and planning ahead, it's important often to sort of stop and take stock and celebrate those good stories and share them with our community and realize that, as you sort of said, there's a vulnerability at that stage in your life. I mean, we, as a community, we feel vulnerable, but particularly when you're getting that kind of pointy end of your life, that you want to celebrate those good feeling stories that you can and realize that life still goes on and you can sort of do it the best way possible. And here we are having this conference that will discuss these issues and find out what are the challenges and how we can face them. One thing before I want to let you go is what changes in the last few years have been developed following the Royal Commission into aged care, especially as it regarding to our LGBTI communities. Do you have any concerns going forward?
Well, I think the main concern is just having enough type of resources put in,
yeah,
and support for having the right people involved in the, you know, instrumentation of delivering the policies. So what we need to have is to have more conversations, more consultation with people in there from our community. And I'm talking about the grassroots, the everyday people who are in their 40s onwards, to start understanding what do your needs are, how do we plan? Because we do plan for superannuation, and we've learned to do that over the last 20, 30 years. But what we start to need to do, and it's most important in our community, is we start planning, well, how do I want to prepare for my time of life when I may need added support? And this is the, that there's still, there's a bit argy-bargy in the policies, but we need to make it more explicit. The language has to be there. The language has to specify same-sex relations, those who are trans and gender diverse and affirming. We need to see that explicit language in the text, in the advertising and the promotion, so that those from communities, those from culturally and linguistically diverse communities can see that and to feel safe. And that's the main message, you know, I want to get out. It's about being safe and respected and loved when you're, you know, over a certain, you know, when you enter those care spaces.
I agree. It's a good point to end on, Ricky. Thanks for joining me on Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me. And I have to clarify, I'm no longer the chair of Inclusive Rainbow Voices. I did love my time there. I'm just plain health sociologist now.
You're just not a plain sociologist. You're more than that. You're a superstar, Ricky. And I really appreciate
And darling, everybody listening out there, please, please look after your loved ones. Look after our community. And, you know, one day we're all going to get old.
We are.
So let's do it all together.
I agree. I agree. Ricky, I appreciate that. It's a good note to end on. That was Ricky Spencer, who is going to be presenting at the 6th LGBTIQIA Plus Health Australia Aging and Aged Care online conference called Reimagining Aging, Transforming Systems for LGBTI Older People. It's on next week. Go look for it if you want to sort of check it out. And as this conference unfolds, we'll speak with more of the speakers in the next few months.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.